That's Laguna, a furry feline who lives in Westlake Village. She's safe and sound with her owner, Michelle Lopez, now, but she caused a big scare over the holidays.
My granddaughter broke her ankle. And about 3 days after she broke her ankle, we were getting ready to go into the doctor. So I live in a two-story house, and I ran upstairs into her bedroom. I opened the bottom drawer in her dresser, grabbed her out some clothes because she wasn't able to go up and down for those 3 days, and then I ran out to the doctor with her. When I came back, my granddaughter had had a friend come over to drop off ice cream to her, and I immediately said to her, "Where's the cat?" Knowing that friends don't recognize there's cats in the house. She said, "I don't know." And I said, "Let's find her."
There was a frantic 13-hour search, which included the home's roof and a tree in the front yard. It turned up nothing, but Laguna was equipped with a tiny little Bluetooth transmitter on her collar. Even though they searched the bedroom multiple times and couldn't find her, the tracking system showed she was there somewhere. Finally, Lopez had an idea.
What happened was, the cat jumped into the drawer after I had left, and because she's big, she's about 12 to 15 pounds, the drawer on sliders just automatically slid from her weight and closed the drawer.
The Bluetooth tracking system worked. It's the unique creation of a Ventura County company called Juan, which was founded by a man who almost lost his pet dog.
I was on a very long road trip up in Northern California with my dog. I left him at a locked Airbnb. There was no way out. There was a padlock on the door. There was no one else staying at the Airbnb. So I just left him there for an hour to go get dinner. And in that 1 hour, someone who wasn't supposed to be there showed up, knew the combination for the padlock, opened the door. My dog saw a stranger coming in and immediately ran out. He was crossing the street by himself, and, you know, he could have taken one wrong turn. I'd never see him again.
Yo Rom says he feels fortunate.
Luckily for me, I walked up the street and saw him sitting by my car. Obviously, I was very confused because I left him at a locked house. I was being so responsible. I was being so careful. If that happened to me, it could really happen to anyone. Decided to do something about it.
So Rump started looking at possibilities.
Microchips are great, but someone actually has to capture your dog. Take them to the vet to scan the microchip. Hopefully the phone number in the database is up to date, and then they can get a hold of you. My dog is super timid. He is a rescue. He will not come to you no matter how much you beg and plead. I wanted something to be wireless, and I wanted something to be small enough and cheap enough so that everyone can get it.
He realized that GPS trackers would be too heavy for pet collars and too expensive for owners. Rom's solution? Lightweight and cheap Bluetooth transmitters, which would tie into the cell phones that we use every day.
You just install the app on your phone, and then you automatically join the network. You open up the app on your phone, and if your dog is nearby, then your phone will update their location. And if they happen to run away, as soon as they run past another Juan user, you will get an update, and you will see where your pet is. Now, the system is smart. It knows not to send you false alerts. If your dog is just playing in the yard, it's not going to send an alert. But if your dog is too far from home and is being detected by a stranger in a new place by a new phone, the system will send you an update.
Rom says business has been booming for the two-year-old Oak Park company. You can find a link to it on our website, kclu.org. Where did he get the name for the company? Sci-fi diehards will get it.
It's Juan, named after the captain of dogs from The Lord of the Rings. I'm a huge Tolkien fan, and I've always wanted to, if I ever started a company, I've always wanted to name my company after a Tolkien character. And since there are very few dogs in Middle Earth, I picked the best one, Juan.
Michelle Lopez of Westlake Village is a fan. After the unique tracking system pointed her towards a bedroom and she finally checked its dresser drawers for her missing cat, Laguna.
She was in the drawer for 13 and a half hours. She never made a sound. I opened that drawer. I'd never been more happy, Lance, to see my cat's little baby blue eyes like Laguna Beach. And she just looked at me like, "Hey, finally," and just took off.
So did the cat learn a lesson about climbing into a dresser drawer for a nap? Well, Lopez says unfortunately no, but her family did.
We're very careful now. When you open a drawer, you have to shut it behind you. Don't wait for her to jump in it.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.